The Osgood File, sponsored by Kyocera, intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services that help your entire company be more productive. Find a dealer at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. Now that we've all seen the pictures from New York City, could it be that Al Gore was right?
Here's Manhattan. This is the World Trade Center. And after the horrible events of 9/11, we said never again. But this is what would happen to Manhattan. They can measure this precisely, just as the scientists could predict precisely how much water would breach the levees in New Orleans.
The debate after this. As terrible as Hurricane Sandy was, it was not New York's most deadly storm. The hurricane of 1938, which hit without warning, claimed 600 lives.
Against nature's fury, man had no defense. The hurricane of 1938 was the worst storm to hit the eastern coast in recorded history. But it ushered in a new...
CBS News hurricane consultant David Bernard says Sandy was clearly in that category.
It looks like it was just as strong as the famous Long Island Express hurricane in 1938.
The question, of course, is, do you blame this on climate change?
Anyone who says there's not a dramatic change in weather patterns, I think, is denying reality.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. And it's true that water levels around New York are nearly a foot higher than they were 100 years ago, and the temperature of the Atlantic Ocean is about 2 degrees warmer. But it's hard to find a scientist willing to point to a specific storm and say, that's the global warming smoking gun. Although, as Mayor Bloomberg says, it really doesn't matter.
What is clear is that the storms that we've experienced in the last year or so around this country and around the world are much more severe than before. Whether that's global warming, I don't know, but we'll have to address those issues.
And I'll have one of the more bizarre ways some scientists would like to address those climate change issues in our next report. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.